Welcome to your Spring 2023 Centres Supplement. Find your passion, your guide to centre activities in Brighton, Rustington and Llandudno. A welcome from Kathy Boardman, Head of Centre at Llandudno, and Leslie Garvin, Head of Centre at Brighton and Rustington. Hello and welcome to your Centres Supplement 2023. We are delighted to be able to present you with a full programme of year-round activities once again, free from the disruption previously caused by the pandemic. In this supplement, we give you the lowdown on all the activities on offer this year and beyond, across our Centres of Wellbeing Excellence in Llandudno, Brighton and Rustington. These activities have been put together following feedback from many of you, largely through your local member engagement panels. They include everything from entertainment to hobbies to outdoor adventure, and they're accessible to all, regardless of your age, ability or needs. We'd love to hear how you get on with them. Do let us know during your stay. Of course, one of the advantages of staying at our centres is getting to spend time with other veterans and rekindling the sense of camaraderie so unique to the armed forces. So come and spend some time at our home from home, and we will do everything we can to ensure your holiday by the sea is one to remember. We look forward to welcoming you. An exciting year at our centres awaits. Breathe in the sea air and enjoy our fabulous holiday experiences, designed to give you a much needed boost. Our wellbeing breaks run all year round, so you can unwind, relax and immerse yourself in one of the pretty coastal towns of Llandudno, Brighton or Rustington. Many of these weeks focus on a particular interest, such as nature, history, art or even Christmas. You'll find all the details about our themed wellbeing breaks in this supplement. For those of you seeking a taste of adventure, we have fantastic activity weeks. These typically involve sports and outdoors pursuits and are accessible to all abilities and needs. There's something for everyone, so don't miss out. Simply register your interest by calling the numbers in the relevant sections. What other support is available at our centres? Welcome weeks. If you're a new member, we encourage you to attend a welcome week in order to meet our staff and connect with other members. These invaluable weeks can be attended at one of our centres, in your local area, or even remotely, depending on your needs. Your community team will help you find the best option for you. The benefit of staying at one of our centres is that you can spend time with others who have experience of sight loss, feel connected to the wider charity, and develop your confidence. You may also be inspired to come back for one of our fabulous wellbeing or activity holidays. One member, Jules, attended his welcome week at our Brighton Centre last year. He says, "The activities were wonderfully organised and I left feeling a newfound confidence. I also loved how the week helped reawaken some of my more meditative and contemplative thoughts, which can easily slip in the usual daily routine." Assessed need and intervention. We also offer rehabilitation at our centres where needed to support with low vision assessments, mobility, sleep, well-being, fitness, and more. Your community team will help you identify whether this is right for you, and if so, what kind of support you need. They will also help you decide on the best place to receive the support, whether at a centre, in your home, or remotely. This work is always based on need. For example, during a visit to one of our centres last year, one member confided in our staff that he had been diagnosed with a serious condition. He was clearly struggling with the news, so our rehabilitation team designed an intensive support program especially for him, focusing on acceptance, dexterity, mobility, and more. They also worked with his community team to make sure local support was in place. Happily, the member has since returned to the centre several times and is feeling much better. Celebrating our military heritage. As a military charity, we place great importance on the war memorabilia on display at our centres and the national commemorations that mean so much to you. We know that keeping military culture at the forefront of our work aids rehabilitation and encourages a sense of comradeship. For this reason, we are currently working with a group of members to explore what more we can do to expand on this work. As a result of this, new developments are now underway, which include dedicating whole rooms to key conflicts and putting more artifacts on display. However, this is an ongoing project and we'd love your suggestions and feedback. So please do come and talk to us during or after your stay.
Our Brighton Centre. Located at the edge of the South Downs National Park, our Brighton Centre enjoys panoramic views of the sea and boasts easy access to many visitor attractions and sites of historic interest. With its lively and supportive atmosphere, the centre offers excellent facilities including a lounge and bar, quality dining, a supervised swimming pool and gym, craft sessions and the peaceful and relaxing sanctuary of an award-winning garden. What's on at Brighton? After 85 years, our wonderful Brighton Centre will sadly be closing its doors later in the year as we relocate along the south coast to our new Centre of Wellbeing Excellence in Rustington. We invite you to join our fantastic centre staff team as they make the most of our final few months in this iconic building, sharing old memories and creating new ones. While regulated care provision will become increasingly limited as we wind down our services, if you do have any special requirements, we'll do our best to meet them. Our Brighton Centre bookings team will be happy to discuss this with you. Wellbeing breaks. We're thrilled to still be able to offer wellbeing breaks every week until June. We'll show you the sights, provide entertainment, and even treat you to our chef's fabulous cooking. So come along and stay with us in Brighton while you still can. Themed wellbeing breaks. We're also running a fantastic range of themed wellbeing breaks where you get to enjoy a week of activities specific to your theme of choice. We'll also throw in fun trips, delicious food, and plenty of entertainment. You can read all about the different themes later in the recording. Activity weeks. For the more adventurous, our activity weeks give you the chance to make the most of the outdoors, learn new skills, and test yourself to the limit. Great proof that sight loss doesn't need to limit your horizons. Facilities for visitors. We're delighted that independent members who live in and around Brighton can continue to enjoy the centre's facilities for as long as possible up to the move. Subject to availability, local members are welcome to join us on Wednesdays and Fridays to access our members' lounge, bar and lunchtime dining. Lunch will need to be pre-ordered when booking and paid for on the day. Our gym, swimming pool and arts and crafts workshop sessions, which are pre-prepared and instructor-led on a first-come, first-served basis. You'll need to arrange your own travel to the centre and book your visit in advance by calling 01273 391 443 between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. Brighton Centre themed breaks calendar. March 28th to 3rd April, walking week. April 4th to April 11th, Easter break. April 12th to April 17th, Easter break. April 18th to April 24th, sports and fitness. April 25th to 1st of May, food and drink week. May 2nd to May 8th, kings, queens and coronations. May 9th to May 15th, cycling. May 16th to May 22nd, craft week. May 23rd to May 29th, pamper week. May 23rd to May 29th, health and retreat. June 6th to June 12th, beside the seaside. June 13th to June 19th, strolling. June 20th to June 26th, military week. Themed well-being breaks. Easter break, 4th of April to the 11th of April and 12th of April to the 17th of April. Why not have yourself a relaxing break over Easter? You can enjoy the many attractions of East Sussex over Easter, from games and activities and, of course, lots of chocolate. Food and drink week, 25th of April to the 1st of May. Food lovers, look no further. This is a week of pure indulgence as you sample fantastic food and drink and brush up on your cookery skills. Enjoy our chef's fabulous cuisine, learn how to prepare a classic dish, visit local venues to sample their produce, and maybe even take part in our Great Brighton Centre Bake Off. What could be tastier than that? Kings, Queens and Coronations Weeks, 2nd to 8th of May. Join us for a week in Brighton as we celebrate the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III with street parties, music, Union Jacks and tea dances. The week will also include a trip to Henver Castle in Kent, the magnificent 13th century childhood home of Anne Boleyn, where you can take a stroll through the gardens and hear fascinating tales from the past. Craft Week, 16th to the 22nd of May. This is a week for everything crafty, from woodwork to knitting to jewellery making to mosaics. Anything goes, even if it's simply taking photos on your phone. Whatever you do will help unleash your creativity and give you a great sense of accomplishment. You may or may not believe you are a creative type, but come along, you might surprise yourself. Pamper Week, 23rd of May to the 29th of May. Who doesn't love a good pamper, especially by the sea? As we head into summer, this is the perfect time to give yourself some serious attention by relaxing in the company of our well-being team. You'll get to try out some amazing treatments and learn a few simple relaxation techniques and gentle exercises to take back home with you. Beside the Seaside, 6th to 12th of June. If you like to be beside the sea, don't miss out on our very last Beside the Seaside break in Brighton and the chance to explore this breathtaking area that has so much to offer, from the South Downs National Park to National Trust properties and the stunning coastline. Join us for an ice cream on the prom, a drink on the marina and a flutter on the slot machines, and keep your fingers crossed for sunshine. Military Week, 20th to the 26th of June. This is a rare and fascinating opportunity to learn more about military history and tradition with your fellow members. As our last ever Military Week in Brighton, it will include historical talks and military documentaries using our in-house cinema, as well as trips to military venues along the coast. We'll also celebrate Armed Forces Days together and enjoy a formal military dinner, followed by live entertainment. To make a booking for our well-being breaks, simply call our Brighton Bookings team on 01273 391 500. If you reach the answer machine, just leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Activity weeks. Walking, 28th of March to the 3rd of April. Step into spring and enjoy a week of walking. We'll take you on a multitude of terrains in a stunning setting, covering around 12 to 15 miles a day. From meandering paths to challenging slopes, you'll need a reasonable level of fitness to enjoy it. Sports and fitness, 18th to the 24th of April. This week is for anyone who'd like to try their hand at a new sport and improve their fitness. Jam-packed with different activities including foot golf, bouldering and water sports, you can also join in with some fitness classes and much, much more. Cycling, 9th to 15th of May. Discover new routes and glorious views along the coast from the seat of a tandem bike. On this week, you'll have an experienced guide, or bring your own, to lead the way. Experience of riding a tandem isn't necessary, as we can offer training, though you'll need a reasonable level of physical fitness. Health and Retreat, 23rd to 29th of May. This week is all about you and having the time to reflect on how much you look after yourself. Come along to learn how to manage your physical, mental and emotional health and well-being so you can reach your potential and live life to the full. Strolling, 13th to the 19th of June. Fancy a stroll along the seafront or a ramble along the river? On this week, you'll experience some truly beautiful gentle walks covering about 3 to 5 miles per day and taking in some of Sussex's most wonderful sights. We'll go at a nice steady pace and leave plenty of time for rest, chat and photos. To register your interest in an activity week, please contact our Brighton bookings team between 27th of February to the 9th of March, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on 01273 391 500. We will confirm your place during the week commencing 13th of March. Bookings are limited to one activity week per member, but if you'd like to take part in more than one, you're welcome to add your name to our waiting list. If there's significant demand for places, we may be able to rerun the activity later in the year for those who missed out first time around. We'll make sure to let you know if this happens. If you reach the answer machine, please leave a message and we will return your call as soon as possible.
Our Rustington Centre. As we bid a final farewell to our Brighton Centre later this year, we look forward to raising the Blind Veterans UK flag over Rustington, West Sussex, home to our new Centre of Wellbeing Excellence. This purpose-built building is truly impressive, just a stone's throw away from the beach. It's set over 2 floors, fully accessible and designed from top to bottom, especially for our members. The seafront location is awe-inspiring, while the delightful high street with its shops, restaurants and pubs is just a short stroll away. There are also good transport links with direct trains from London and regular buses along the coast. What's on? A warm welcome awaits in Rustington as we open our doors for the very first time. Come along to try out our new facilities, feel the sand between your toes and listen to the waves roll in. As we go to press, the centre is still undergoing extensive renovations, so we'll share details of our exciting programme with you as soon as we can. In the meantime, we are delighted to let you know that the first Rustington Centre activities are now available. Wellbeing breaks. Have yourself a break in beautiful Rustington. Holiday bookings from the summer onwards are now open 6 months in advance. Come along to explore the area with us and enjoy all that this coastal town has to offer. Themed wellbeing breaks. We can't wait to launch our themed wellbeing breaks at Rustington towards the end of the year. You'll get to enjoy activities specific to the theme, plus trips, in-house activities and lots of entertainment. Rustington Centre themed breaks calendar. On November the 7th to the 13th will be Military Week. November the 28th to the 4th of December, Turkey and Tinsel Week. December the 5th to the 11th, another Turkey and Tinsel Week. And December the 12th to the 18th, a third Turkey and Tinsel Week. Then there will be Christmas and New Year breaks. Themed wellbeing weeks. Military Week, the 7th to the 13th of November. Don't miss this unique opportunity to take part in our first military week in our new Rustington Centre. Meet up with your fellow members and enjoy talks, documentaries and trips to explore military history and culture. On an extra special note, we'll be taking part in the Rustington Remembrance Service for the very first time. This week will end with a formal dinner followed by live entertainment. Turkey and Tinsel. The 28th of November to the 4th of December, the 5th to the 11th of December, and the 12th to the 18th of December. This is a wonderful festive warm-up for those who start celebrating early, or who need help to get into the Christmassy mood. We'll go out into Rustington and the surrounding villages, which all fully embrace Christmas, and also make the most of our cosy new centre, staying in to enjoy carol singing, dancing, entertainers, and a delicious Christmas dinner with our Blind Veterans UK family. Christmas and New Year breaks. Our first Christmas in our new Rustington Centre will be a truly special time. If you'd like to come and stay with us over the festive season, please register your interest via your community team before the end of October 2023. Once spaces have been allocated, those who have secured a place will be notified as soon as possible. Our bookings team will not be able to take requests for these dates. To register your interest in our wellbeing breaks, bookings are open 6 months in advance. Simply call our Rustington bookings team on 01273 391 500.
Our Clandidno Centre. Our Clandidno Centre of Wellbeing Excellence is situated at the tip of North Wales, on the edge of the largest Welsh seaside resort. Located between two headlands known as the Great Orme and the Little Orme, We're surrounded by spectacular beaches and areas of outstanding natural beauty, including Snowdonia National Park and Anglesey. The centre is a magnificent Grade 2 listed mansion, boasting panoramic views and a supportive and lively atmosphere. There's so much to do, both within the centre and in the bustling seaside town of Llandudno, which has the fifth longest pier in Britain, as well as a theatre, restaurants, national parks, shops and so much more. It's the perfect destination for a getaway. What's on? Our Llandudno Centre will be fully operational throughout the year, and we look forward to welcoming you and your carers, regardless of your age, ability or needs. Wellbeing breaks. Why not join us for a much-needed break in beautiful Llandudno? We run holiday weeks all year round, which you can book up to 6 months in advance. Get outdoors, see the sights, eat great food, and sit back and enjoy lots of fantastic entertainment. What more could you want? Themed wellbeing breaks. We have a huge range of different themed breaks to choose from at Llandudno up to spring 2024. As well as the activities specific to the theme, we also provide great trips, activities and entertainment. Activity Weeks. Our brilliant adventure weeks give you the chance to enjoy the outdoors, learn new skills and get to know your fellow members. Don't miss this chance to see what you can achieve. Llandudno Centre Themed Breaks Calendar. April. 2nd to the 8th of April, Easter break. 9th to the 15th of April, Easter break. 23rd to the 29th of April, History break. 23rd to the 29th of April, Recreation taster. 30th of April to the 6th of May, Kings and coronations. May. 7th to the 13th of May, driving. 21st to the 29th of May, military week, Battle of Atlantic 80. June. 4th to the 10th of June, hill walking. 4th to the 10th of June, volunteer celebration. 11th to the 17th of June, beside the seaside. 18th to the 24th of June, fishing. 25th of June to the 1st of July, woodlands and wildlife. July. 2nd to the 8th of July, photography. 9th to the 15th of July, castles of Wales. 16th to the 22nd of July, strolling. 23rd to the 29th of July, beside the seaside. 30th of July to the 5th of August, Target. August. 6th to the 12th of August, Cruise Week. 13th to the 19th of August, Golf. 20th to the 26th of August, beside the seaside. 27th of August to the 2nd of September, Wood Week. September. 3rd to the 9th of September, Adventure Week. 3rd to the 9th of September, Planes, Trains, Automobiles. 10th to the 16th of September, Water Week. 17th to the 23rd of September, All About the Arts. 24th to the 30th of September, cycling. October. 1st to the 7th of October, music and dance. 1st to the 7th of October, cycling. 15th to the 21st of October, autumn colours. 22nd to the 28th of October, all about the arts. 22nd to the 28th of October, strolling. November. 5th to the 13th of November, Military Week. 19th to the 25th of November, Photography. 26th of November to the 2nd of December, Turkey and Tinsel. December. 3rd to the 9th of December, Turkey and Tinsel. 10th to the 16th of December, Turkey and Tinsel. 2024, January. 14th to the 20th of January, Energy Boost. 21st to the 27th of January, Highland Fling. February. 11th to the 17th of February, Dancing and Romancing. 25th of February to the 2nd of March, Dragons and Daffodils. March. 10th to the 16th of March, Potting and Planting. 24th to the 30th of March, Easter Break. Themed Wellbeing Breaks at Llandudno. Easter Breaks, 2nd to the 8th of April, 9th to the 15th of April. Come and spend a week over Easter at Llandudno and enjoy stunning North Wales in the spring. We'll have Easter games, activities, and of course, lots of chocolate. There are 2 weeks available for you to choose from. History Week, 23rd to the 29th of April. If you're interested in learning all about the past, then get ready for a week of amazing time travel. During our History Week, you can immerse yourself in the wonders of yesteryear with visits to beautiful historic places of interest and fascinating stories from our guest speakers. Kings and Coronations, 30th of April to 6th of May. Join us to celebrate the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III. You'll get to enjoy garden parties and picnics, music and tea dances, along with a visit to the medieval fortress Carnarvon Castle, where the investiture of His Majesty as Prince of Wales took place in 1969. Military Week, Battle of Atlantic 80. 21st to 29th of May. This will be a powerful and compelling experience, the first of 2 breaks in 2023 when we join together for remembrance anniversaries. Commemorating the World War II Battle of the Atlantic's 80th anniversary, the week will focus on naval history with a trip to Liverpool, where the Command HQ was based. You will experience military displays and activities as never before, enjoy a formal dinner and hear stories from fascinating guest speakers. Recipients of the Atlantic Star Medal and families of recipients are particularly encouraged to attend. Volunteer Celebration, 4th to the 10th of June. To mark National Volunteering Week, we'll be celebrating the brilliant unsung heroes of our charity, our volunteers. Our volunteers make an invaluable contribution to the work we do, so this week is all about them. Come along and experience some of their favourite trips and activities, and let's celebrate our amazing volunteers together. Beside the Seaside, 11th to the 17th of June. This is the first of our Beside the Seaside breaks in Llandudno over the summer, more dates in July and August. With its beautiful beaches and spectacular countryside, this is the perfect place for a summer holiday. It even boasts the oldest Punch and Judy show in Britain. So bring your sun hat, find a bucket and spade, and enjoy an ice cream on the pier. That's the way to do it. Woodlands and Wildlife, 25th of June to 1st of July. Did you know that our Llandudno Centre has its very own woodlands? With walks galore, this week we'll explore the beautiful grounds of the centre and visit the exceptional country parks and National Trust gardens of North Wales. Come along and immerse yourself in nature. Castles of Wales, 9th to the 15th of July. Wales is full of magnificent castles, many of them built or repaired under King Edward I as he fought to bring the country under English control. Join us for a fascinating week exploring Carnarvon and Beaumaris, two of the finest surviving examples of late 13th century military architecture in Europe. The week will also include medieval games, archery and cookery demonstrations beside the seaside. Our second beside the seaside break in Llandudno is bound to be buzzing as the weather heats up and the beautiful beach becomes a hive of activity. Come along for an ice cream on the pier, a visit to Snowdonia National Park, Eryri, and a chance to take in all that North Wales in summertime has to offer. Sun hats at the ready. Cruise Week, 6th to the 12th of August. Who needs a ship to enjoy a cruise when you can experience cruise ship entertainment on dry land? Visit Anglesey and Holyhead, where the cruise ships dock, and enjoy a formal dinner with food to rival that on the captain's table. We'll provide live music and casino games, and you can sit back and enjoy the sunset on our deck patio while you dream about where to dock next. Beside the Seaside. In this, our third and final Beside the Seaside summer break of the year, you get to spend a week of August soaking up the rays, strolling along the pier, cooling down with an ice cream, and taking in some of the most spectacular countryside. Don't miss this chance to see North Wales in the sunshine, fingers crossed. It doesn't happen often. Planes, trains, and automobiles. 3rd to the 9th of September. Step into the past for a fascinating week of vintage cars, historic aircraft, and steam railways. Visit the Transport Museum in Anglesey, the Aviation Museum in Carnarvon, and the Maritime Museum in Holyhead. Then learn about shipwrecks on a visit to the oldest lifeboat station in Wales. Finish your stay with a spectacular ride on the railway around Llanberis Lake at the foot of Snowdon. All About the Arts, 17th to the 23rd of September. You don't need to be a creative type to join our All About the Arts week. It's a case of simply having a go and seeing what you can do. This is the first of two craft weeks at our centre and includes all kinds of creative sessions, from woodwork to knitting, jewellery making and constructing model kits. There's something for everyone, so don't hold yourself back. Music and dance. 1st to the 7th of October, 2023. Love a good boogie? Enjoy a bit of foot tap? Then don't miss our fun week of music and dance. From Bach to Beethoven, musicals to rock and roll, our local musicians, bands, orchestras and singers do it all. Soak up the sounds and take part in workshops and sessions to soothe your soul. Don't forget your dancing shoes. Autumn Colours, 15th to the 21st of October. Autumn is a beautiful time of year. This is a chance to enjoy gentle outdoor strolls in our woodland or further afield. Afterwards, you can sit back and relax with a hot chocolate or involve yourself in arts and crafts in our dedicated room. Maybe have your own impact on the natural world. Ever thought of making a bird box? Now's your chance. All About the Arts, 22nd to the 28th of October. Whether you consider yourself creative or not, there's so much you can try during the second of our craft weeks at Llandudno. Immerse yourself in woodwork, knitting, jewellery making or model kits, or simply spend the time taking photos on your phone. See what you can do and surprise yourself. Military Week, 5th to the 13th of November. The second of our military weeks this year centres around remembrance and a celebration of our military culture. Share stories from your days in the armed forces, compare modern military lifestyles, and even try out some up-to-date equipment. Spending the most important date in the Blind Veterans UK calendar with other members can be extraordinarily moving, especially when you join the parade along the seafront. The week will end with a formal military-style dinner, so don't forget your Sunday best and your medals if you have them. Turkey and tinsel. 26th of November to 2nd of December, 3rd to the 9th of December, and 10th to the 16th of December. Have yourself a very merry Christmas and join us in December for a magical week of festivities. Llandudno is a town that fully embraces the festive season, and our centre staff are no different. We'll take you out to make the most of the local events on offer and organise carol singing, dancing and entertainment. You'll even enjoy a traditional Christmas dinner, courtesy of our fantastic chef. This is such a special time at our centre, and we can't wait to share it with our members. 2024. Energy Boost. 14th to the 20th of January. Kick off the year with an all-round boost. This week is centred on looking after yourself and your well-being, and packed with advice from specialists and sessions designed to invigorate and revitalise. We'll throw in some great entertainment in the evenings, and there'll be plenty of fun and relaxing trips for you to enjoy and breathe. Highland Fling, 21st to the 27th of January. We may be in Wales, but we can't help love a good Scottish ceilidh. This week is all about celebrating the birth of the great Scottish bard Robert Burns. So why not join us for neeps and tatties, pipers and a fantastic live band. Have a go at the bagpipes yourself, learn to make your own tartan and feast on some delicious haggis. Archie the new, we had to say it. Dancing and Romancing, 11th to the 17th of February. We can't promise you Strictly's Tess and Claudia, but that won't stop us from shimmying and sparkling our way across the dance floor. During this week, you'll learn new dances from simple steps to gentle jives, and there will be all the romance, glitz and glamour you'd expect. Let's keep dancing! Dragons and Daffodils, 25th of February to 2nd of March. Join us for a St. David's Day celebration in the Queen of Welsh Resorts. Here you'll enjoy the best that Wales has to offer, from spectacular countryside to a delicious St. David's Day dinner and stunning Welsh music. Come along and make new friends as you share a plate of Welsh cakes or some tasty Barra Brith. Potting and Planting, 10th to the 16th of March. Here's a treat for the green-fingered among you. Come along for a week of potting and planting in North Wales. You'll have the chance to learn from the experts, create your own planters, and join us for trips and tours to the wonderful garden centres in the local area. Easter Break, 24th to the 30th of March 2024. Spend your Easter week at Llandudno and enjoy the attractions of North Wales, as well as all the fun that Easter has to offer in the centre. You'll be treated to specially organised games, activities and chocolate aplenty. To make a booking for our welcome weeks, call our Llandudno Bookings team on 01492 868 700. That's 01492 868 700. Bookings for our wellbeing breaks are open 6 months in advance. Activity Weeks. Recreation Taster, 23rd to the 29th of April. Calling all sporty types and team players. We're on the lookout for our sports person and sports team of the year. So come along to compete in shooting, seated football, walking, bowling, archery, clay pigeon shooting, croquet, putting, and even a speedboat ride. There will be trophies and presentations at the end of the week, so sign up for your chance to win some silverware. Your team needs you. Driving, 7th to 13th of May. Do you feel the need for speed? Are you looking for a thrilling new experience? If so, join us for Driving Week. It's you who'll be in the driving seat, so you'll need to have functional mobility to be able to get into a vehicle unassisted, a go-kart for example. Then it's time to change channel, your inner Lewis Hamilton, and get out there for a spin. Hill walking, 4th to 10th of June. Join us for a hill walking adventure in North Wales. Famous for its rugged coastline and mountainous national parks, this is a hill walker's dream. New challenges will teach you to adapt and grow, and whether you're a committed walker or simply want a new experience, we'll support you every step of the way. We'll cover mountains, beaches, forests, and encourage you to continue your adventures back home. Fishing, 18th to the 24th of June. Fishing gives you the opportunity to form special bonds with others, and adventures on the water bring people together in many different ways. When you share the thrill of a first catch or the stunning scenery of a new waterway, this can unite you with fellow fishing lovers. Relax and enjoy friendships that can last a lifetime. Photography, 2nd to 8th of July and 19th to 25th of November. If you have an interest in photography, this week is for you. You'll find yourself in the stunning setting of North Wales, capturing images of the local wildlife and scenery on the coastline and in the countryside. To take part, you will need a camera or a smartphone with a camera. Strolling, 16th to 22nd of July and 22nd to the 28th of October. During this week of walking in the great outdoors, we'll explore the World Heritage Site of Conwy, meet feathered friends at the local RSPB Reserve, and breathe in Welsh sea air on the local promenade. Improve your fitness with daily walks of 1 to 2 miles, try relaxation techniques, and connect with nature and your fellow members. Once home, we hope you'll continue your newfound passion for walking, perhaps by joining a local walking group or meeting friends for fresh air and a chat. Target, 30th of July to 5th of August. Calling all you would-be Robin Hoods. This is your chance to show what you can do. Join us for a week of target practice and be part of a group taking part in competitions as you relax and enjoy the satisfaction of shooting, archery, bowls, and more. Golf, 13th to 19th of August. If you're searching for a golfing experience offering luxury and excellence, then look no further than Llandudno Golf Week. You'll be in the most desirable golfing locations in North Wales, with highly qualified professionals and staff to support you. You can be totally new to the sport or looking to perfect your swing. Join us for the most social and mutually supportive of times. We'll give you the confidence and skills to continue playing at home. Wood, 27th of August to 2nd of September. Wood Week will be log jam-packed with the smell of freshly cut wood and everything needed to inspire. You'll create a bird box using your own wood kit, have a go at basket weaving, work with green wood from a freshly cut tree, and use a pole lathe. Not a training week, this is a chance to indulge your love for all things wood related and take part in taster sessions as part of a group. Adventure, 3rd to the 9th of September. This is a week for those wanting to step out of their comfort zone and take part in physical activities and challenges in the beautiful countryside. You'll need a level of physical fitness to try new experiences and re-engage with endeavours that bring you joy. This is a chance to bond with others and get in touch with your inner adventurer. We guarantee you'll take your enthusiasm home with you. Water, 10th to the 16th of September. Connect with nature in beautiful North Wales by joining us on Water Week, where you will visit some of the UK's most picturesque lakes and coastline. You will have the opportunity to take part in kayaking, paddleboarding, canoeing, sailing, and coasteering, exploring and journeying along the zone where the sea hits the land, often underwater. Cycling, 24th to the 30th of September and 1st to the 7th of October. On your bike, cycling is a fantastic way to connect with nature as you ride through wonderful Welsh countryside with your fellow members. As the stoker on the back of an electric tandem bike, you'll team up with a pilot and always ride as part of a larger group. You'll feel empowered and inspired, whatever your age or cycling ability, as you take in coastline, cycle tracks, and even the occasional hill, varying in distance from 10 to 30 miles. We'll stop to have lunch at some of the most beautiful spots in the area and give you plenty of time to chat with one another along the way. To register your interest in our activity weeks, please contact our Clandidno bookings team between 27th of February and 9th of March, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on 01492 868 700. That's 01492 868 700. We'll confirm your place in the week commencing 13th of March. Bookings are limited to one activity per member, but if you'd like to take part in more than one, you are welcome to add your name to our waiting list. If there's significant demand for places, the centre may be able to rerun the week later in the year for those who missed out the first time around. We'll be sure to let you know if this happens.
What to consider when you book? We offer two types of stays at our centres: independent and care. So what's the difference? Independent stays. Our independent stays are for members and spouses who do not require assistance or care during their stay, or are bringing someone who will provide all the necessary assistance. Put simply, if you don't receive professional care at home and you are able to manage all your personal requirements yourself, including medication, then there's no need to book care at our centres. You will be treated like a hotel guest and can book your stay directly with our bookings team. Care stays. Our centres are registered care homes regulated by the Care Quality Commission, the CQC in England, and the Care Inspectorate Wales, CIW. This means that we can provide care and support if you need it. So, if you currently receive care at home, you should book either a residential stay or a nursing stay, depending on your needs. The level of care you will require will be agreed with us beforehand. The different packages are set out over the page. If you have any questions about this, our bookings teams will be happy to help. Please call our Brighton and Rustington bookings team on 01273 391 500 and our Clandidno bookings team on 01492 868 700. Residential stays. What can we provide? Our care staff are trained to care for people with sight loss who also have additional needs. They have all the medical knowledge you'd expect, plus the patience and kindness you want. This is the kind of support they provide. Assistance getting in and out of bed. Assistance in taking medication and administering eye drops. Assistance with mobilising. Catheter care. Assistance with personal hygiene, such as bathing, washing, and skin and nail care. Help dressing and undressing. Assistance with eating and drinking. Help going to the toilet and support if using incontinence pads. Assistance with compression stockings. Nursing stays. What can we provide? Our centre nurses are trained to care for people with sight loss who also have additional complex medical conditions. Alongside their nursing qualifications, they're compassionate and committed. This is what they can help with. administering medication by injection, such as insulin, artificial / PEG feeding, managing and helping with complex prosthesis, unstable long-term chronic conditions, such as lung and heart disease and diabetes, managing and helping with chronic wounds, and providing oxygen. Bringing medication. Our centres do not have a pharmacy on site, so please ensure you have sufficient medication for the duration of your stay. Our rules around bringing medication are set out below. If you require staff to administer your medication for you, please bring all your tablets in the original packaging or in a pharmacy-packed dosset box or blister pack. Your medication must be your own, in date, and labelled correctly with the dosage and frequency of administration. We can't administer from a box which states, "Take as directed," as we won't know how it has been directed. Medication sorted into daily pillboxes at home cannot be dispensed by care staff or nurses. Eye drops need to either be unopened or have an open date on them. Opened eye drops must be within the shelf life of 28 days. Our care team is unable to assist in the prompting or reminding of taking medication. We will need to administer with the requirement that medication is in pharmacy-packed dosset packs. Care facilities at our centres. Our centres offer excellent care and nursing care facilities to make sure that you are able to enjoy your stay. Our Llandudno Centre. At Llandudno, we're very proud of our poppy wing at the centre, which is the state-of-the-art care facility with 14 bedrooms. We love the fact that our members and their families can enjoy their seaside holiday knowing that they have staff available 24 hours a day to provide the best possible care and support. Our dedicated team of nurses and care staff are extremely experienced and good at what they do, and they can't wait to welcome you and show you around. This is what one member said about staying in our poppy wing recently. "I wasn't sure what to expect before I arrived at the centre, but I was given a warm welcome and the staff looked after me so well. I didn't want for anything the entire time. They helped me with showering and I even enjoyed a soak in the bath. The staff were able to push me in my wheelchair whenever I needed it and help me to get in and out of bed. They also helped me with my medication. All in all, they were just great." Our Brighton Centre. Situated in one of the most exciting cities in the UK, our staff at Brighton invite you and your family to stay in our iconic holiday and respite facility. You will always experience exceptional hospitality and high standards of care from our wonderful team. Our centre is a home to permanent residents and also offers respite for our wider membership. All our respite beds are available for both care stays and nursing stays, and members who need this support are located on the first floor for their convenience. Registered by the Care Quality Commission for England, our Brighton Centre has an overall rating of good and achieved an outstanding rating for being a caring and responsive service. We pride ourselves on enabling you to get the most out of your break, whatever your needs. Our Rustington Centre. Once the work is completed on our Rustington Centre, this amazing building will be an industry-leading facility, constructed with our members' needs at the forefront of the design. We will continue to offer care and nursing support once we move to our new site and look forward to welcoming you to our new home. All about your stay. We've put together the following information to answer your questions and make your holiday as easy as possible, so please do have a read through. Keeping you safe in respect of COVID-19. Our centres continue to manage the complexities of the COVID-19 regulations in both England and Wales, which differ depending on the centre location. The safety and well-being of our members and staff remains our top priority, and we will always make sure we are fully compliant with the latest guidelines. What to do if you feel ill during your stay? If you feel ill during your stay, those staying at the centre independently should contact the reception desk. Our reception staff are trained in first aid and will be able to help. including dealing with minor injuries or the need for an ambulance. They may contact the local GP surgery, out-of-hours services, or advise about the need to visit an accident and emergency department. Widows and widowers. We continue to welcome members' partners to enjoy holiday stays at our centres. You can book independent holidays by contacting the booking teams directly via centre booking teams. If you are a widow or widower, you may also like to support the charity by becoming a volunteer. We have lots of different volunteering roles, including centre-based volunteers, home visitors, fundraisers, and telephone befrienders. Please visit our website at blindveterans.org.uk to find out more. Clubs, community, and group bookings. There's nothing like getting away with like-minded friends. Whether you share a hobby, live in the same community, or just want to hang out together, our centres are the place for you. All you need to do is call the booking line of the centre you wish to stay at and tell them you'd like to make a group booking reservation. Once the booking is made, we will speak to each member of your group individually to make sure we're ready for you all and able to provide the right level of support. Visitors. We will be opening our doors for members who wish to visit and make use of the facilities for a day, such as lunchtime dining or the members' lounge and bar. Please book your visit in advance by calling the respective centre reception. As part of the bookings process for day visitors, please note that we will talk to you about access to the centre, as we are unable to offer regulated care to people who are only on site for the day. Maximum stays. Because of the CQC/CIW guidelines and our registration category with the planning department, stays are limited to a maximum of 6 weeks. However, this is for exceptional circumstances only. There is so much demand for our holidays, we limit stays to a maximum of 2 weeks at any one time. DNACPR. Do not attempt cardiopulmonary resuscitation. To make sure your views and wishes are taken into consideration, your DNACPR form must be immediately available in case it's needed in an emergency. If using Blind Veterans UK transport, please show the form to your driver prior to alighting the vehicle so that your decision can be respected should an emergency happen during the journey or soon after your arrival at the centre. Please also take it with you when you go out for any reason. The cost of your stay. Our costs vary depending on whether you need care and if you've lost your sight as a result of your service. The charges from April to September 2023 are set out in the table. Please note, Blind Veterans UK has a comprehensive grants policy, so should you feel that cost is a barrier to you coming to stay, please do speak to your community team. All trips and activities are included in your holiday costs. If there's an opportunity to enjoy a visit to the theatre, we will contact you in advance to gauge your interest and request that the cost of the ticket is covered on arrival. Your feedback. Your feedback is important to us as it keeps us informed and helps us make improvements. For this reason, we will usually contact you after your visit to ask about your experience. However, you are welcome to get in touch at any time if there's anything you'd like to tell us about your stay. Please email us at centrecomments@blindveterans.org.uk. The following two tables set out the various costs for both care stays and independent stays. Care stays for a war-blinded member cost £470.40 for a seven-night nursing stay. The daily cost for a nursing stay is £67.20. A seven-night residential stay for a war-blinded member costs £386.40. The daily cost for a residential stay is £55.20. For a non-war-blinded member, a seven-night nursing stay costs £772.80. The daily cost for this nursing stay is £110.40. For non-war-blinded members, a seven-night residential stay is £571.20, with a daily cost of £81.60. Independence Stays. A seven-night independent stay for a war-blinded member is £319.20. For a non-war-blinded member, this seven-night independent stay is £411.60. And for a child aged between 3 to 16 years, the seven-night independent stay cost is £159.60. The daily cost for independent stays are, for war-blinded members, £45.60. Non-war-blinded members, £58.80. And children aged between 3 and 16 years, £22.80. Thank you for learning about our centre stays, and please do remember that any questions you have can be directed to your community teams or either of the booking teams at both centres.